Footscray Community Arts, our Disability and Inclusion Action Plan 2022 to 2025. We acknowledge that we work, live and create on the unceded sorbonne lands of the Eastern Kulin Nation. We offer our respects to the elders of these traditional lands and all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. We acknowledge elders within the deaf and disabled community who have advocated, created and provided leadership. Our work is not possible without the work of elders and leaders in the community. Our Disability and Inclusion Action Plan is a document that has been created in collaboration with our community. It is a plan to make sure Footscray Community Arts integrates accessible ways of working, developing and presenting art. Goals. Our vision is that all communities are valued as makers of culture. Through this plan, our goals are to support leadership by deaf and disabled artists and workers. Develop a team culture that prioritises access at every level of the organisation. Champion human rights by being thoughtful, considered and focused on improving access. Ensure access is inclusive across the communities we centre and prioritise. First Nations, culturally and linguistically diverse, LGBTQIA+, and deaf and disabled artists. Continually review, listen, engage, and collaborate with deaf and disabled artists, workers, and audience members. Be consistent and considerate in how we work. About Footscray Community Arts. Footscray Community Arts is an organisation that supports artists to develop and present art. Established in 1974, we have always centred artists who have been traditionally left out or underrepresented in the arts. Since 1991, we have run ArtLife, a program for disabled artists. For over 30 years, we have been collaborating with deaf and disabled communities. This plan is about the future. It will help us organise ourselves to make sure all aspects of our operations and program are accessible. Methodology. To make this plan, we engaged over 133 people from our deaf and disabled community, as well as staff, board members, and other stakeholders. We did this by having access audits of how we work by disability-led organisation Loom Arts Management and Arts Access Victoria, welcoming feedback from community in an open day and anonymous survey, having many conversations with deaf and disabled individuals and getting advice, working with different parts of our team to understand what we can change. About our working group. We created a working group with team members from different departments to learn together, collaborate and action accessibility improvements. Our working group helps us to take responsibility to continuously improve as a team. How we will achieve our goals. To ensure we deliver on this plan, we will take the following steps. As a team, we will come together to review our progress against our action plan 3 times a year. We will review our plan annually with our board and staff. We will publish our progress on our website each year. We will invite, collect, and analyse feedback from the community year-round, including an annual open day and survey to find out how we are doing. We will continue consulting with deaf and disabled artists and community members. Terminology. As an organisation, we now use the terms deaf and disabled and people with lived experience of disability. We are committed to using language that reflects the needs of our communities. We recognise that people use different terms to describe themselves and that language is important and complex. In our relationships with individuals, we will always be led by the person and how they want to identify themselves. We commit to reviewing the language we use and respond to the politics of our communities. The social model of disability. The social model of disability shapes our values and frames our understanding and responsibility to access. The social model is a framework for understanding disability. Its key principle is that a person is disabled by their environment and society. We will take responsibility and take action to address barriers and meet the access needs of deaf and disabled staff, artists and art workers, leaders, our audience and community members. What you told us. Quotes from deaf and disabled consultation and community feedback. Footscray Community Arts became a culturally safe space for me, deaf and or disabled consultant and artist. The opportunity to give feedback is just great. Community Feedback Day participant. I have an intersecting identity and that I'm queer as well. So I also felt safe as a queer person with Footscray Community Arts team who are warm and welcoming towards me, deaf and or disabled consultant and artist. If people ask you to do something, try to remember and try not to put the onus on the disabled person, deaf and or disabled consultant and artist. We liked the feedback day open forum you held. The idea was good with lots of staff on hand to talk to. Obviously, you were looking for feedback, which is always good to see. My feedback about the day is very positive, and I hope you may consider running one or two again next year. It's always good to talk directly to staff, give and receive some feedback. Community Feedback Day participant. It's important to allow the deaf artist to focus on their artistic selves and not do the extra labour to advocate. Deaf and or disabled consultant and artist. The DAP needs to be a living and breathing thing so that Footscray Community Arts can look at it regularly and change standards or implement changes to make their community centre as accessible as possible. Deaf and or disabled consultant and artist. Accessibility is very present at Footscray Community Arts, but in a bounded kind of way. If you're going to make a space completely accessible, you have to be vigilant about that and talk to people with lived experience. Deaf and or disabled consultant and artist. What do you think Footscray Community Arts does well in terms of accessibility? Having representation of artists with disabilities. Survey response. It feels safe to me because artists from my communities are in the program often. Survey response. Opportunity to make friends and art. Feel good about coming here. Community Feedback Day participant. People smile and say hello and know my name. Community Feedback Day participant. Community connection. Community Feedback Day participant. There are lots of different kinds of events and they have free ones, so I feel I can always find something to attend throughout the year. Survey response. Staff are welcoming. Survey response. What Footscray Community Arts could improve in terms of accessibility? More links with multicultural communities. Awareness of this place is low in multicultural communities. Community Feedback Day participant. Make it more accessible to go for excursions. Need accessible van. Community Feedback Day participant. Disability leadership. Survey response. More information. Information is number one barrier to me engaging with any public event or program. Survey response. Keep in contact with disabled artists and listen to our feedback. Survey response. Prioritize disabled and deaf arts workers. Our focus areas. The following themes came out of the feedback we received from our communities. These have been turned into focus areas. Leadership, communication, creativity, experience. Key actions. Our focus areas have key actions and outcomes to guide us in achieving our goals. We will evaluate these actions in consultation with deaf and disabled communities. Key actions. Leadership. Invest in leadership and representation of deaf and disabled artists at all levels of organisation. Leadership. We are committed to ensuring there is deaf and disabled leadership across our organisation. We will do this by provide training to all staff about disability and access, ensuring all parts of Footscray Community Arts is accessible, culturally safe, and well equipped to support the leadership of deaf and disabled artists and arts workers. Review and update all policies and procedures to embed accessibility. Improve HR processes to integrate accessibility within our culture and way of working. The following is based on a table of two columns titled Action and Outcome and Evaluation. I will read each cell individually. Action. Establish goal of 20% of paid artists to identify as deaf and disabled. Outcome and Evaluation. Incorporate goal in our strategic plan. Report on percentage in annual reports. Action. Scope and undertake business case for dedicated access officer role. Outcome and Evaluation. Research similar roles within the arts sector. Receive feedback from deaf and disabled consultants about access officer role. Undertake business case by July 2024 for board discussion. Action. Establish goal of 20% of core and casual staff to identify as deaf and disabled. Outcome and evaluation. Incorporate goal in our strategic plan. Report on goal to the board. Action. Establish goal for representation of deaf and disabled art staff in management and leadership positions. Outcome and evaluation. Establish goal by August 2023 with continued feedback from deaf and disabled consultants. Incorporate goal in our strategic plan. Report on goal to the board. Action. Establish goal for representation of deaf and disabled people in board positions. Outcome and evaluation. Establish goal by August 2023, within continued feedback from deaf and disabled consultants. Incorporate goal in a strategic plan. Key actions. Leadership. Ensure access is embedded in all policies and procedures, and these are reviewed with DF lens and applied as per the review cycle. The following table has two columns titled Action and Outcome and Evaluation. I will read each cell individually. Action. Support employment of people with access requirements by embedding reasonable adjustment to policies and procedures to support employment assistant funding. Outcome and Evaluation. Establish workflow for employment assistant funding applications by July 2023. Include employment assistant funding process in recruitment strategy and employee lifecycle policy by October 2023 onwards. Review workflow annually. Action. Develop formal procedures for communicating and providing access requirements in staff and board meetings. Outcome and evaluation. Seek feedback on the procedure from deaf and disabled consultants. Implement the procedure in all organisational meetings starting from November 2023. Action. Develop procurement policy that provides guidelines on fees for consultants. Outcome and evaluation. Develop policy and implement from January 2024 onwards. Action. Establish minimum requirements for external venue hire events in terms of accessibility and include in venue hire policy to advocate for accessible events. Outcome and evaluation. Seek feedback from deaf and disabled consultants about venue hire policy. Include accessibility requirements in hire packages and policy by November 2023. Implemented across all external hires from January 2024 onwards. Key actions. Leadership. Review and improve all existing HR processes and norms to embed access. The following is based on a two-column table titled Action and Outcome and Evaluation. I will read each cell individually. Action. Establish safe, robust, and regular mechanisms for managers to have conversations and check in about access needs with their team. Outcome and Evaluation. Receive feedback from deaf and disabled consultants about training. Staff training about cultural safety and access needs included in training schedule from July 2023. Action. Revise recruitment and onboarding policy and induction checklist to better support staff with access requirements, including access to the Employment Assistant Fund. Include goals and quotas and reporting on number of deaf and disabled applicants. Outcome and evaluation. Seek feedback from deaf and disabled consultants regarding staff recruitment and onboarding with access requirements. Revise policy by August 2023 based on received feedback. Include recruitment and onboarding training managers in the training schedule. Action. Develop a year-round training schedule that addresses the whole of organization and specific team requirements. Outcome and evaluation. Receive feedback from deaf and disabled consultants on training topics. Finalize training schedule for 2023 by July 2023. Establish a yearly training schedule by March of each year. Action. Have access as a standing agenda item for all staff, team, and board meetings. Create more definition and support for staff to have conversations about access and how it relates to their work. Outcome and evaluation. Have feedback sessions with staff and the board. Discuss the concept of access. Include access as a standing agenda item starting from June 2023. Continuously receive feedback from staff, teams, and the board on the progress of discussing access in meetings. Action. Review and update of employee handbook and induction checklist. Incorporate ArtLife team induction information across whole of business that includes artist-led practice, advocacy, and supporting self-advocacy and communication needs. Outcome and evaluation. Align handbook and induction checklist with revised recruitment and onboarding policy by August 2023, incorporating deaf and disabled consultation, annually review handbook and induction checklist. Communication. We will ensure strong communication and collaboration is embedded in how we work. We will do this by developing consistently strong forms of communication for audiences and artists we work with. Invest in and build our relationships with deaf and disabled communities. Work with deaf and disabled consultants to evaluate our communication strategies. Key actions. Communication. Adjust our internal processes to pivot around artist and audience journeys with Footscray Community Arts. The following is based on a table with two columns titled Action and Outcome and Evaluation. I will read each cell individually. Action. audit existing gaps and issues about audience journey experience to Footscray Community Arts. Outcome and evaluation. Seek feedback from deaf and disabled consultants, artists and community members. Complete audit by December 2023 with recommended actions. Action. Audit existing gaps and issues about online user experience. Outcome and evaluation. Seek feedback from deaf and disabled consultants, artists and community members. Complete audit by December 2023 with recommended actions. Action. Develop a venue and front of house access handbook for any audience and visitor inquiries. Outcome and evaluation. Receive and review feedback from deaf and disabled consultants, artists and community members. Implement access handbook by December 2023, annually reviewed and updated. Action. Develop a reception communication plan that ensures consistent support and communication is available. Outcome and evaluation. Receive and review feedback from deaf and disabled consultants, artists and community members. Implement reception communication plan by December 2023, annually reviewed and updated. Key actions. Communication. Invest in and build relationships with deaf and disabled communities. The following is based on a table with two columns titled Action and Outcome and Evaluation. I will read each cell individually. Action. Establish relationships with deaf and disabled artists to develop a network of advisors and collaborators for paid consultancy. Outcome and evaluation. Strategy sessions with existing deaf and disabled networks and advisors by December 2023. Implement strategy 2024 to 2025. Action. Design and action an annual strategy for gathering feedback from deaf and disabled communities. Establish formal process of receiving and responding to feedback. Outcome and evaluation. Strategy sessions with existing deaf and disabled networks and advisors by December 2023. Implement strategy 2024 to 2025. Creativity. We will provide a space for deaf and disabled artists to be their full artistic selves and create ambitious work. We will ensure our internal processes are accessible and provide tailored and appropriate support for artists. We will do this by improving our project management workflows to embed access at every stage of a project with tangible actions. Adjust our internal collaboration processes to be artist-led. Key actions. Creativity. Improve our producing workflow to embed access at every step of a project. The following is based on a table with two columns titled Action and Outcome and Evaluation. I will read each cell individually. Action. Update the existing producing workflow, embed accessibility at all stages of a project lifecycle, establish a minimum access framework for projects to be approved. Outcome and evaluation. Seek feedback from deaf and disabled consultants and artists. Incorporate feedback in producer's workflow. Workflow finalized by January 2024. Action. Create a framework and guide for producers to budget for access effectively. Develop an access budget protocol for all programming and event projects. Set a minimum access budget requirement for project approval. Outcome and evaluation. Research and seek advice from deaf and disabled consultants and disability-led art organizations. Implement budget protocol and approval process organization-wide starting from September 2023 onwards. Action. Improve existing activation sheet with access information and protocol. Deliver accompanying casual staff training in deaf and disability awareness. Outcome and evaluation. By September 2023, activation sheet updated and annual casual staff training in deaf and disability awareness implemented. Action. Improve existing production sheet with access information and protocol. Deliver accompanying casual staff training in deaf and disability awareness. Outcome and evaluation. By September 2023, production sheet is updated and annual casual staff training in deaf and disability awareness is implemented. Action. Programming team, develop a standardized plan about accessibility across all programming, inclusive of exhibitions. Outcome and evaluation. Receive and review feedback from deaf and disabled consultants, artists, and community. Access audit of current programming complete by December 2023. Incorporate feedback into plan and implement from January 2024 onwards. Action: develop standardized artist fees framework for artwork sales and insurance of artworks. Outcome and evaluation: research and develop framework by October 2023. Action: establish an introduction pack for new contractors that includes key access information about how we work. Outcome and evaluation: induction plan to be implemented by October 2023. Continuously seek feedback from deaf and disabled consultants and artists. Review induction plan to be implemented by October 2023. Continuously seek feedback from deaf and disabled consultants and artists. Review induction pack annually. Experience: we will develop a cohesive and consistent approach to delivering accessible experiences for visitors and industry. We will do this by research and action precinct-wide upgrades to improve the physical accessibility of our venue. Ensure our marketing and online experience embeds accessibility across all channels and includes targets to engage with deaf and disabled communities. Key actions: experience. Precinct-wide upgrades to physical infrastructure to support accessible experiences. The following is a table with two columns titled Action and Outcome and Evaluation. I will read each cell individually. Action: redesign of reception desk, bar tables, and associated infrastructure to meet diverse access requirements. Outcome and evaluation: deaf and disabled access consultants and advisors to review design brief. Incorporate feedback in brief. Seek building quote by December 2023. Seek funding for infrastructure from January 2024 onwards. Action: install tactile surface indicators within the building. Outcome and evaluation: deaf and disabled access consultants and advisors to review design brief. Incorporate feedback in brief. Action: advocate to install auto doors where possible. Outcome and evaluation: deaf and disabled access consultants and advisors to review design brief. Incorporate feedback in brief. Seek installation quote by December 2023. Seek funding for installation from January 2024 onwards. Action: review toilet facilities and placement across precinct. Develop specific recommendations to include in precinct plan and advocate to Maribyrnong City Council. Outcome and evaluation: deaf and disabled access consultants and advisors to review design brief and recommendations. Include recommendations in precinct plan and advocate to Maribyrnong City Council. Action: raise funds to purchase accessible van. Outcome and evaluation: funds raised by June 2023. Receive feedback about accessible van requirements from deaf and disabled artists and community members. Ensure requirements are met when purchasing new van. Action: embed access in precinct plan as a standing agenda item on precinct plan project steering committee. Outcome and evaluation: ensure deaf and disabled access consultants and advisors are part of the steering committee. Ensure deaf and disabled artists are part of the consultation sessions and feedback is included in planning and design stages. Action: engage our hearing aid loop in our performance space. Provide quiet and relaxed spaces at events. Expand online events. Increase awareness of accessible events within the organisation and general public. Outcome and evaluation: consult with deaf and disabled advisors about accessible events. Incorporate feedback into production sheet. Update and maintain consistent online accessibility communications. Revise audience survey to include feedback on event accessibility. Action by September 2023. Continuously review audience survey responses and integrate feedback into production sheet. Key actions: experience. Ensure our marketing strategy includes strategies to embed access across all channels and includes targets to engage with disabled-led channels and deaf and disabled networks. The following is based on a table with two columns titled Action and Outcome and Evaluation. I will read each cell individually. Action: develop website improvement strategy and action plan. Outcome and evaluation: consult with deaf and disabled advisors to complete an improvement strategy by December 2023. Incorporate accessible design elements and plugins in line with WCAG in strategy. Action improvements from April 2024 onwards. Action: develop social media improvement strategy and action plan. outcome and evaluation, improvement strategy and action plan completed by December 2023 in consultation with deaf and disabled advisors. Ensure accessibility is embedded within all design elements in social media and electronic communications, including images, descriptions, alt text, accessible language, and formatting caption videos. Action improvements from April 2024 onwards. Action. Develop minimum requirements for access information for all events. Have consistent access information on website, ticketing, on-the-ground event signage, and protocol. Outcome and evaluation. Improvement strategy and action plan completed by December 2023 in consultation with deaf and disabled advisors and community members. Implement strategy from April 2024 onwards. Action. Improve wayfinding information for audience and visitors. Outcome and evaluation. Improvement strategy and action plan completed by December 2023 in consultation with deaf and disabled advisors, artists and community members. Implement strategy from April 2024 onwards. Action. Develop resources for getting to and from Footscray Community Arts. Create videos, audio descriptions and documents detailing transit routes with a focus on access considerations. Outcome and evaluation. Resources co-developed with deaf and disabled artists and community members. Resources live and public from January 2024 onwards. Thank you. We want to thank Loom Arts Management and their consultant team, Arts Access Victoria, Janice Florence, Margaret Mayhew, Margarita Coppolino, Hannah Morphy-Walsh, our artists, families, carers and community from ArtLife, our board and staff. Thank you.